Welcome to Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford, here with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. Coach, obviously last week didn't go the way that you wanted it to, but they say, and oftentimes a losing game is coaching tape. There's good coaching tape. What have you taken away from that game that you can hopefully build on this week against the Raiders?
There was a lot. There was a lot to see, to evaluate. We just didn't want to, just based on the game went, just kind of put it behind us and, hey, let's move on to the next one. There were some really good coaching moments, as you said. And the key message for us, especially offensively, is we got to be effective on first down, second down, to stay ahead of the sticks. When teams can get us out of our formula, that's where we can get into some trouble. So, but it still comes down to a lot of little things, a lot of little detail things that we need to get cleaned up in all phases. We did put it behind us, and we're confident moving forward.
How pleased were you overall with the defensive performance in that game? When you go back and you look at the score, you say 24-6, but when you look at the game, they had one scoring drive of more than 13 yards, and that was it on the day. Do you feel like the D is starting to get where you want it to be?
I think so. They did a real good job, I thought, kind of confusing the young quarterback and talking him into some bad throws. And we obviously got the three interceptions. I thought were three outstanding plays. One came on a pass rush by Jabal to hit him, and Gip ended up with the gift interception. But then Gip made a heck of a play on the other one, and then Buss on the one was outstanding. So I think the back end's playing at a high level. I think we're affecting quarterbacks, but where we need to get some things cleaned up is against the run. There's a lot of little technique issues that we have to get taken care of. We're looking forward, hopefully, to getting Rube back, Phil Taylor down the line, Billy Wynn. There's been a bit of a drop off when those guys are out of there. I can't deny that, but. We still have to be able to step up and make plays.
Is stopping the run kind of the mantra right now? Is that's the thing that you want to get cleaned up the most defensively?
It is, and this is the week where we're going to be forced to, where we have to. We're facing by far the biggest offensive line we've gone against, very much a mauling type group. It's not zone scheme that we've worked against. There's a lot of double teams, a lot of kick out type plays that we're going to have to be on point against. And then they have two good running backs. These are guys that have both been, McFadden and Jones-Drew, have both been effective in this league. And I know Tony Sperano, and I know that's always a big part of his base game plan is establish the run.
So you talked about the back end of the defense, and I want to get back to that real quickly. Tashaun Gibson, four interceptions already on the season, and when you talk about the great play he made on Denard Robinson to get that interception, he knew that route, and he told me after that game, he said, I knew when they went that formation, he was running two routes, and as soon as I saw him cut in, I knew I could undercut it and get the interception. For an undrafted guy, he seems to have elevated his game really to a premier level.
Absolutely, and he was a guy that we knew coming into the season that had some ability and had flashed some of that center fielder, that type, the range, the ball skills. But I think he's really taken off in this system. The secondary coaches, Jeff Hafley, Aaron Glenn, Bobby Babich, I think have done a tremendous job with that room. And then for him to be partnered with a professional like Dante Whitner, this guy is a football encyclopedia when it comes to coverages and route combinations that you're going to get in certain down and distances from an opponent. Just the kind of the thinking man's part of the game, I think, has really increased due to his partnering with Witt.
And Dante, Buster Skrine, Joe Hayden, they both played very well. Justin Gilbert forced into a big action last week, came out and played his best game by far. He almost looked like a different guy out there. Has the light switch gone on in your mind? What led to that with Justin?
Well, we hope so, but it's a situation where he's got to, like most guys, has to practice well to play well. And he'd actually put together back-to-back solid weeks of practice. And I think it's just it did wonders for his confidence. And a confident corner is one that's got a chance to be successful. If you kind of lose your stinger as a corner, then you're going to struggle. And I think he was feeling his way and lacked some confidence early in the year, and I think he's gotten it back.
It seemed that first play, they went after him on a third down, locked up with Allen Robinson, got that pass break up, and then it seemed kind of that lifted him, and he was kind of off to the races after that.
Yeah, and that's great for us, because now just getting Kaywan Williams back, that we basically have four guys that we feel really good about playing, that we can rotate and keep guys fresh.
Let's go back to the offensive side of the ball. And I think if you really read between the lines with a lot of your comments said in that Jacksonville game, you were worried about that defensive front, and rightfully so. They came out and had a very strong performance. Do you think it was partly just what they were able to do, or was it kind of the newness of the line without Alex Mack being in there? What do you think happened up front?
Well, it was a lot of things. But, one, I want to give them a lot of credit. I mean, they're well-coached. They had a great game plan. They came out and executed it. A lot of credit goes to them. And we didn't play well. We didn't, I hate the phrase, match their intensity, but we didn't. We never want to be in a situation where we talk about that we want teams to be forced to match ours, and that wasn't the case. And it is difficult to lose Alex Mack, and you can't sit here and tell that lie that it should be a seamless transition. But we have to step up, and I think when a guy like that goes down, everybody around him has to elevate their play. And our guys will be the first to tell you that wasn't the case. Across the board, that the line didn't play as well, regardless of the center position.
Sure.
Did not play as well as they had in previous weeks, and it showed.
How's Nick McDonald coming along, and are you looking to maybe make a change on that line if he's able to come and step in at center?
Yeah, that's something we'll evaluate. I think that's a lot to ask. This is now just his second week coming off of NFI, and I think that's just hard to do, having not gone through a training camp and not gone through a spring. But this is a guy that we feel good about. That he's played in some big games and played center, and it has shown he can play guard as well. That he's a guy that we feel good about, but we don't want to rush his return.
All right, when we come back on Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll put the bow on last week and get on to this week as the Browns host the Raiders on Sunday at First Energy Stadium and look back to get to their winning ways.